How's your morning going so far?
It is going fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's tough coming back from Christmas break and all the stuff, right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How's your course load this semester?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's a course load.
I'm always trying to pull out a more Millie in the morning that she wants to talk about.
I just...
But you're our student. Like, come on. You've got to give us all this energy we need for January.
This makes me so happy. The radio station makes me so happy. Music makes me so happy. My classes, not so much.
All right. Well, you're always home here with us. And we've got a guest on the line with us. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Now, there's a lot to unpack with an artist with your history, Julian. You've been doing this for a long time, but I get nervous talking to an artist who also has a radio show, and a radio show that apparently we play it on Sundays.
We play it Sundays at 3 p.m., Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. And don't be nervous about that. I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to radio or music.
You could be a regular on our Indie Morning Wake Up Call Thursday show. So welcome anytime, Julian, because that's a prereq right there of like we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants most mornings.
Awesome.
But we're excited to hear that you're coming to the Grand Theater next Thursday.
Yeah, I've never played there.
Oh, it's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been told. Yeah.
Excellent. Very cool. Now, you've been through Kingston before, obviously.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how many times. That's the first time I ever played Kingston. I have a funny story for you.
We want it.
I guess it was, might have been 1998. And I came to the first show ever out of Toronto. And we ended up playing at the Toucan. I'm not sure if it's still there or not.
Oh, the Toucan is
still there.
Yes.
Still there. Okay. And the marquee messed up our name. They called us Scattered Droppings. So we had a fun time.
I would have made a t-shirt after that. Oh my God.
Probably should have. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there were questions, but also enthusiasm from the people who didn't know your band at the time.
Yeah, well, it was mostly people at Queen's University that came to the show anyways, because at that time we had a lot of friends going to school there, and they ended up coming and hanging out with us. But yeah. Scattered Droppings, that's one for the record books.
Oh,
for sure.
My God. Okay. Well, speaking about, you know, that age group, like we have a ton of student bands always coming in here. And before we get to the tour and your music and the whole thing, what I like also is your advocacy. I mean, I know a lot of people probably take that up with you. There's a lot to unpack with your advocacy, but I like how we just both noticed this this morning and talked about it a bit yesterday. The Song Corporation bankruptcy that you went through in 2001, I just like that you have an entrepreneurship and a survival instinct when it comes to being in this industry, because it is an industry. And I feel that you probably have a lot to offer some of these younger bands when they're coming up, even though it's different now than it was in the late 90s, early 2000s. But that is really important to this day. Do you find you're talking to a lot of bands about this?
I do. I always have. And I've always sort of wanted to stand up for myself, which means that I'd like to stand up for other people because we're all in this together. When it comes to younger artists, I mean, that Song Corporation thing was a pretty big deal for us. It didn't seem like it at the time because we just were told that our rights were being taken away. And that didn't sit right with me or my friends and a couple other acts as well. So when it comes to their artists and their advocacy and their rights and their work, I've always tried my best to stand up for people. And this is a crazy industry. People will take whatever they can from you, but I think that sort of is the rest of the world. It's not just the music industry. We'll take whatever they can from you, and you got to be careful. And you have to stand up for yourself, and you have to stand up for others, because that's just not the way that this life goes. I base my life on
oh, we lost a little bit of the last what you said there.
Sorry. I live my life based on helping other people. Okay. And if I can't do that, then I don't know what I'm doing. That's how it goes.
I mean, it shows, like, obviously you've got a lot of passion for the music industry and creation as well. And I know you've mentioned that when Scattered Crossings, not Scattered Crossings, was wrapping up, there was a question of whether you wanted to continue. Obviously you have, and now you are out here on your own. I mean, obviously you have some guests. You're going to have a guest with you for the show at the Grand, but what is it like making that transition from being in a band to being the band?
It's a good question. When I was in my first band out of high school and then we put out a couple records, we were all in it together. Like, we had an equal share of the band, and I did most of the writing anyways, so that hasn't changed. But I also play with bands. Like, I still play with some of the guys that I played with back in the day, and I've played with a lot of different people, and I enjoy playing with the band. As a solo artist, it's also interesting because the way that I present the show is a little bit different. There's a lot more storytelling. There's a lot more interludes between songs like that. When you're with the band, you got to get things cracking because you can't really take up everybody else's time on stage. And if you do that, you have to find ways to incorporate those stories and things like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I love playing with the band. I love going on the road with my friends. And it just so happens that going out on the road by myself, I make a little bit more money.
Now, I imagine a lot of people just want to talk to you. I mean, you've got a lot going on. Your history, your background, and also just your musical family. You've got this cross Canada life. Like, there's British Columbia. You've got Mohawk heritage, Caribbean heritage. I mean, I can't imagine the amount of people that reach to you and want to talk to you and also tell their story to you. Do you feel that you have to set aside time almost? Because your storytelling also, you've said, it's to take away some of the heaviness for people. I mean, that's a kind of big responsibility. You must have people coming to you to talk to you at the shows.
I do, and I appreciate that people want to share their life experience with me. I said in an interview the other day that one of the things that I've taken away from traveling is that I've been fortunate enough to meet different walks of people all over the world and see how they live and take a little bit from them as well. They're taking from me and I'm taking from them. It's a symbiotic relationship. I can't tell you that it's not exhausting sometimes, but
yeah.
That is part of the gig, I guess.
Like self-preservation in this industry as well is very important. Your own health, your own mental health, and how much you are willing to give. I can imagine that can be a lot.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I haven't figured that one out, and I don't think anybody ever will until even before, after they take their last breath. It's a constant, shift in responsibility, a shift in when you want to take the time and when you want to share your time and your energy. It's a balance, and it's tricky. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Empathy is hard to shut off, right? You want to give yourself to people when they're sharing themselves with you.
Absolutely.
So you had a new album out in 2024, but we've been shared a new single release that you have out. Do you want to talk about the new single?
Is that the one with Jim James?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Jim and I are buddies, and I asked him if he wanted to be part of the song and sent it to him, and he certainly said for sure. We met in L.A. at the Forum when I performed at the Robbie Robertson tribute with Logan Stath, who will be at the show as well, and our friend Allison Russell. And Jim and I got on, and it was a really wonderful experience that we had. And when the song was written, it just seemed that it fit with the times. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I think there's a lot going on, and we're trying to express that, you know, the real battle is within, and that's the only way you're going to win and be able to help anybody else. It's almost like that sort of analogy when you're on a plane. They always say, you know, if something goes wrong, you got to put on your mask first and then make sure that the other person next to you has theirs on and help them, you know. It's kind of like that.
So let's imagine that people missed the Stagger dropping show back in the day and they want to come to the Grand next week. What are we expecting? What's the show all about, and who do you have with you, and maybe give us a little taste of what people can expect at the show?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly different from an old Stagger crossing show, where the Stagger crossing shows were like, they were more of an alt rock sort of thing. This is, as I've gotten on an age and more experience, because I'm 48 years young, and I'm really, really pleased and grateful that I get to still do this. So the show is an acoustic show with my friend and brother Logan Stats. We tell stories about songs and about our lives and share. I play most of the stuff for my solo record, although I did actually play some older stuff as well when we were on the West Coast. And Logan and I do a couple songs together. It's a good time. But it's also really heavy and really serious at the same time. And so we try to make light of that as well. Because life is a multifaceted, and we contain multitudes, all of us, like Bob Dylan said. It's like it's not just a one-trick pony, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think it's important sometimes. It can be uncomfortable to think about or talk about or address the things that are on our minds, especially in a collective situation. So, I think that's really valuable, and thank you for bringing that with you and not being afraid to do that, because I think a lot of times we shy away from providing intensity. I do want to remind people, if you're listening, tickets are still available for this show. Beautiful venue. I think you'll enjoy it, Julian. We also have some tickets to give away, which check out our Instagram after this. There will be a contest there for a pair of tickets. But I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, getting up early to be part of our little live Indie Wake Up crew. And we're going to be playing the new single after this conversation. Millie's got it queued up. Millie, what's it called again?
Don't Let Them, and in parentheses, Get Inside of Your Head.
Which, feel like that's an appropriate encapsulation of the stories that you're telling. So, Julian, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful morning and an amazing year.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
To lend a hand, I will be there to the bitter end. see my friends falling, I watch it go down. Always remember that I will be around.
Weight in the water, feet on the ground. Deep in the valley, problems all around. It doesn't matter what folks might say. Don't let them take anything away.
you. are we talking about spending all our money on concerts this summer or what?
We are, in fact, spending all our money on concerts this summer. We are going to Gov Ball. That is what we are doing. We are going to Gov Ball. This year's lineup is crazy. Well, every year's lineup is crazy. But we've got some heat. We have Friday's headliners. This is June 5th through 7th, by the way, in New York City.
Yeah, because I'm not going to Gov's Ball. We're going to talk about where I want to go, which I'm probably not going, but we're going to still talk about money that could be spent. Yeah, but tell us, because we were looking at Gov's Ball, and, like, you're in motion here.
Yeah, we have Lorde, Baby Keem. Saturday, we have Stray Kids, Kalaukis. Sunday, we have A$AP Rocky, Jenny. But on Sunday, we also have Dominic Fike. We have Geese, which we were just talking about. Japanese Breakfast. We also have Cat's Eye, which I know is very hot, the Dare to Alice. But on Saturday of Gov Ball, Jane Remover will be playing, which is funny because Jane Remover just dropped a new EP, and it doesn't have a title. It's literally just a heart emoji. That is the name of the EP.
Yes.
I bumped up a little Jane Remover here. I cue the song Dream Sequence because that is the only song on the EP that is not explicit.
Right, right. But, and yeah. I said I wanted to play Dry Cleaning this morning. Hot album. Everyone's talking about it. Kate LeBond's involved with it. And I can't. There's not a song we can play this morning. But check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gov's Ball, we were just talking about it off air. And then you also looked at tickets and you were signing up. I'm like, what, are you signing up to win tickets? What's going on?
No, pre-sale. I just hopped on the Governor's Ball website real quick, and pre-sale starts at 10 a.m. today. So I just typed in, if you go to the Governor's Ball, if you're interested, you go to the Gov Ball website right now, that you put in your phone number and they will text you a code at 10 a.m. And for 1 hour, they have like controlled ticket sales, like lowest prices available. And then after that, it's general population, free for all. So if you want to get non-AI bot scam tickets, that has the price jacked up to $500, I would recommend maybe
help us, Olivia Dean. Did you see what I sent you? The one that I want to go to. I've always wanted to go to this one, but it's specifically so coded. It's Primavera in Barcelona in late May. Did you look at it? Open it up. Look at it.
I'm looking at. Ooh,
it's nuts. It's too much. I would die if I went to see this.
Oh wow,
it's so good.
So stacked.
It's for everybody, but it's for Gen X and our kids.
Yeah, The Cure headlining next to Addison Rae, and then Skrillex is really beautiful.
I love Skrillex so much, and Massive Attack, Mac DeMarco, Geese, Father John Misty, Men I Trust. Like it goes on. Peggy Goo, Lil Sims, Kneecap.
My Bloody Valentine.
Dijon, one of my favorite albums of the year. Like, come on, who's coming to Barcelona with me in late May? I might not go. I probably won't. But that one and Reading are the ones I'm looking at that I absolutely love. But Primavera Sound, you've got me. Like, this would be so wonderful to check out. How hot is it in Barcelona in late May?
I'm gonna assume very, very hot.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Pink Panthers! Oh my god. Like,
I know, this
just keeps popping.
Viagra lineup.
Boys, another one of my favorite albums of the year. So good.
So they have another album coming out, I heard.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
And I want that.
Yeah.
I want that. So hey, is it a year to go see festivals or small Wet Legs there too? God,
ooh.
Yard Act. It keeps coming.
Role Model.
But we were
two hollows again.
Oh my god. Again, though, some of these bigger festivals, you can't see all these artists. They have too many stages and then you go through that heartache as well. But
yeah,
those are all positive problems.
Correct. Yeah, I was just telling Cindy about how I went to Lollapalooza, not this past summer, but the summer before. And yeah, I was sprinting the length of Millennium Park like 5 times, getting from one stage to another. And like 5 minutes between 2 sets I really want to see. And like shoving your way through the crowd.
What was a highlight from that year? Do you remember?
Well, probably The Killers are one of my favorite bands of all time, and they're one of those bands. They're always doing a show.
Chapel
somewhere.
Was there, though. That was the Chapel year, right?
I did. I saw Chapel. Correct. I can't believe I just skipped right over that.
That was a Chapel afternoon.
I saw Chapel Roan, and my friend Noelle, big shouts to her. She was on the Chapel Roan train well before Chapel Roan like blew up, and she was always trying to get me to listen to Chapel, all the stuff. And finally Chapel Roan, you know, started blowing up with Midwest Princess, and I was like, okay, you were correct. So we got to that set like an hour before it started. We watched Renee Rapp was right before her, who is another queer artist, and she was awesome. But yeah, I got to see like the famous
yeah,
Chapel Roan Lollapalooza. That was
that
true.
Crowd, it was, yeah, it was ginormous.
I know I couldn't really see anything because we're in the crowd, and they panned over on the Jumbotron, and I saw just like the size of the crowd, and like the crowd went halfway through the park. Like,
I love it.
It's crazy.
I will never stop loving it. It's so fun. Okay, you got me already. I want to hear a report if you got your pre-sale tickets. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so what do we got coming up?
We have Dream Sequence, Jane Remover, and then we have Era, you cued some stuff. We have Vieux Stock, Calamine.
Yeah, French queer female rapper. I stumbled across her last week. She did a song actually in honor of Polytechnique and what happened there, called Polly. And so I'm like, now I want to see more.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, guys.
Hell yeah.
Come on, bad beat. Ah.
since you'll wake up unlucky again. With none of your things, your bandmates, your lovers and friends.
Sous le viaduc, à me demander si je vais me rendre à ma vie adulte. Délai avec le doute, ce je l'ai appris à dur. J'étais déjà butch, mais genre en miniature. Mon vieux linge de gosse, l'acte dont j'étais tant fier. La seule chose de possible qu'avait mon grand frère. La première fille que j'ai embrassée, c'était dans un sous-sol. Je l'ai ghosté comme si j'étais au-dessus de tout ça. C'était à l'époque des cours de cato, puis du like dans mon sac à dos. Quand je faisais cramer des livres, j'avoue, j'étais vraiment pas un cadeau. C'était quand Internet était sur la ligne de téléphone. Si ta mère voulait appeler, ben ça pétait le fun. On rêvait du linge de marque, on voulait tout le kit. J'étais vraiment pas assez girly pour les cool kids. Ça pouvait pas être la haie dans les toilettes, les graphiques sur les poignets. Mais ça paraissait jamais sur la moyenne. On m'a tellement dit j'étais conne, fait que j'ai jamais négligé l'école. Les étiquettes, aujourd'hui j'ai des colles. Des fois je voudrais reculer la cassette. Les bonbons à la scène, quand c'était juste les 10 kilos qui m'agaçaient. On skatait tous les parkings vides. Quand il y avait les cops, on savait comment partir vite. Si tu cherches la dope, c'est sûr que tu la trouves chez les rich kids de Cap Rouge. Tout pour que les amis t'approuvent. Je pense à l'époque où il était wack mon style. Enchaîner les psychologues et les diagnostics. Regarder dans le vide, voir tous les kilos fondre. Narcotique anonyme, le café dans du styrofoam. La vie nous joue des tours, moi je dis qu'elle triche. Pas assez psychiatrique, j'en ai gardé quelques cicatrices. J'suis en prolongation, je reste prête. Failli mourir deux fois, mais une fois pas par exprès. J'ai traîné des sous-sols avec mon sac la voix. À fumer du vieux pote, le genre qui scrape la voix. Trop brossé la même sauce, les mots m'ont gardé sain sauf. J'noircissais des pages dans toutes les bords de Saint-Saul. J'ai longtemps marché sur la corde raide. Problème de drogue, les rêves impossibles, puis la job de merde. Il a fallu des années de recul avant de la trouver drôle. Mais yo, c'est dope, le ils font spinner ma tune à radio métro. J'suis rendu vieille, c'est ben traite quand je réminisce. J'flyais la 93 jusqu'au terminus. C'était ben avant d'avoir une idée que j'étais féministe. Écouteur ses oreilles pour oublier que je me sentais minus. J'me revois faire les 100 pas sur la track. À me dire que le temps qui passe, c'est ça la trappe. J'suis encore sur la même page, j'me sens un peu stuck. J'pense au 418, puis j'ressors le vieux stock.
I learned from your side.